Welcome to Story Building for Work. This is Module 2, Section 2. So at the end of the last section, we asked a very important question about your leadership. And we're going to get back to that in the next module. We're not going to touch on it in the next two sections, but in Module 3, we'll talk about your answer a little bit more. But as we continue to move our way through this section, keep your answer in mind, and I'm going to tell you why. My desire and intent, I'll remind you, because we've talked about it, I mentioned it before, but there's three parts to it, right? The three things that I desire and intend for those I lead, influence, and in the work that I do, is first that individuals that I work with learn the importance of personal leadership and taking advantage of those opportunities as they arise in life. The second is I hope that people learn that they can do more than they might have thought they could do prior to having done work with me. And then the third one is that they learn the value of increasing their sphere of influence for their benefit, the benefit of those that they influence, and the work that they do. And so all of that is reflected in my own story methodology. And it comes back to something that I talked about, which is the reason that I do what I do, which is simply to help other people. And that's its simplest form. And so it manifests itself in those three desire and intent statements. And that I fold into every story that I deliver in any of the work that I try to do. So your desire and intent right now is part of a beautiful story that ends with the achievement of future outcomes.
And I'm going to tell you a desire and intent story from my past. And in the latter part of my corporate career, there was a large division that was split in two. And due to span of control and such, the people in this division that I took over had not received a lot of attention. My challenge was in simply bringing them together around a common focus. Now, I will have to insert here that at the time, I really didn't know that I was dealing with my desire and intent. But this was the experience that got my attention. And so while the division was made up of varying functions, the common focus was on customer service. And it was an area where I had less expertise than any other previous positions that I had held. And so the experts were the people that I now, supposedly managed and led. And so early on in that experience, here's the story I told. Through my own desire and intent for each one of them, I stood in front of all, this was about, it was 80 plus people, stood in front of them, and I said, three things. We're going to do three things together. Number one, together we're going to remove barriers in the way of tomorrow. And number two, you will be consistently equipped and supported to perform at maximum efficiency and satisfaction. And three, we will change as required by our individual and collective needs, and learning and opportunity for you will be limitless. And over the course of the next year, it was so wonderful to watch how people became more connected with that bigger picture of what was going on. Individuals took more personal accountability in their own career development, and communication opened up. I could tell a lot of really cool communication stories, which I won't do, but I could. And there was this thing that we were measured by as leaders called a leadership index, and it was a tool used to measure the effectiveness how effective I was as a leader and the leaders who reported to me. And the scores that we got in that time period climbed to the upper 90s and 100s on every single question. And it was due to just that simple, common focus. And we stayed with those three things. So sharing my desire and intent was my way of telling a brief story that came from my authentic core, just like yours comes from your authentic core, a story that represents what you truly desire for each person and what you intend for you and those people to experience together.
You know, what I love about those three statements that you just related is that today you've got your statements whittled down to very eloquent, simple kind of things, right? And I think we talked about this a little bit too in the past when I referenced my own. And that's something that evolved over time, right? And
right.
So as our listener is, kind of listening through these sections and maybe, and hopefully doing the work along as we ask the questions and they're answering, it's good to know that you don't have to try. It should relieve that pressure of thinking, well, you know, my answers don't sound as snazzy as theirs do. Because if this is the first time you've thought about articulating things in these terms, they can be long, these kind of long ideas and sentences and maybe even paragraphs, right? But the point is that even in those terms, as you begin to wrap your arms around these things that are important, that you want to make sure that others understand as well, that you can start big and then begin to narrow your focus. Because a very wise person named Jeff Brunson once said to me, sometimes in order to widen our impact, we have to narrow our scope, which might seem counterintuitive at times, but this is a perfect example, right?
Right.
Scope is wide here, and the words are big, but as we begin to narrow down, the impact is actually going to increase over time.
And Rick, what you're saying there is why we asked you as listeners, why we asked you to trust your intuition when you answered that question.
Mm-hmm.
What three things do you desire and intend? First of all, that three is the rhythm that we're playing into with clarity to engagement to connection. But also, you have to trust yourself. It's not about the words and how eloquent you put it down or you scribbled or, you know, you had three words or you had three paragraphs. It's trusting your intuition and letting that flow in the order it came to you. So thank you, Rick. That's what a great reminder. And, you know, this piece is about encouraging you as the leader and leading with story. And it's real important here for us to consider something because, you know, we're going to have people listening to these that are leaders. In other words, they're on an organizational chart and they got people reporting to them. Like, right. I just told the story. I was a division leader. But we've got people who are project managers and you may not have people reporting to you at all. But that doesn't mean you're not a leader. So don't confuse leadership with a higher position than others on an org chart. And because this learning is directed at the leader in each of us. And the leader who is courageous enough to trust in his or her own story as manifested by that desire and intent that Rick is reminding us about. So your personal desire and intent is what drives your story, and it is what makes you a leader.
Yeah, and don't let yourself get caught up too quickly in the, air quotes here, in the how of doing things. Always trying to do things the way they should be done. In large organizations or when you've scoped out a project, it is obviously important to have a process and to honor that process and to know where boundaries may or may not exist. But, you know, you don't have to worry about focusing on following other people's steps and measuring your progress by other people's standards before you even begin. So allow yourself that freedom to bring yourself to the project and then afterwards, then you can begin to think about, okay, how do I play more within the confines of a well-scoped and defined project? So instead, focus on the why and the what. So what's your end goal and why is it important for you to reach it? This is where your story begins. It's represented by the things you listed as your desire and intent. So once you know where you are headed and why you need to get there, the how will come much more naturally. And it'll come as part of a larger story in business and work. The how is built collaboratively by all the people involved.
And so the next section that you will be listening to in this engagement module is about design. And as you prepare for that, revisit your answers to where you were asked to list the three biggest challenges that you anticipate facing in your project. And in writing, brainstorm how your desire and intent can be leveraged in the building of a larger story that that project represents and is headed towards, if you will. And look for the connection between the three things you desire and intend and your answers to those other questions, those three questions of what is it that appears to be so important to you? What do you know right now that you can do? And how might you begin to do what you know you can do? And, you know, that reflects back to what we talked about, that those rhythmic questions that everybody wants answered. Why is this important? And why is it important to me? What do you want me to do? Can I do it? You're asking that of yourself. So it's very important to tie this back in. And that'll help prepare you for what we're going to talk about as you begin to really design your story, that story of being persuasive, creating buy-in in that engagement phase. So this assignment will take some time, and please do take the time before going on to the next piece, which will be design.